This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan. If you're listening in Richmond, thank you for that. And Monumental Sports Network are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. Joining us later, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. That's at 825. And in studio, we will be joined by Dan Colco, Washington Nationals broadcaster en masse. And that's coming up at 9, and he's joining us because, hello, it's opening day for the Washington Nationals. Mm-hmm. They're taking on the Phillies at Nationals Park. Gates open at 2 o'clock. Game time is 4:05. JP told me during the break the first pitch being thrown out by Tom Boswell. I saw also a special guest appearance by Dave Bautista,
wow,
making an appearance at Nationals Park today for Nats Phillies opening day.
I've always loved opening day. I used to skip school.
Opening day is always cool.
During the days of like high school,
sure,
and college, I was a huge Orioles fan at the time.
It's a big thing, yeah.
And loved opening day. And I got to tell you, just parking my car, mm-hmm, and then seeing that the lights were on at the stadium, yeah, which you didn't see
because
you drive in a different way.
I totally missed it.
It made me feel a certain way. I mean, there's a lot going on today. We're talking about Willard, the NCAA, mm-hmm, yep, tournament. Big article in the Washington Post this morning about your guy, James Wood,
yeah,
who, you know, you have kind of a relationship with through his dad, who you played college basketball with at the University of Richmond.
Well, he came in after me, but yeah, I've known him for
and
a while.
By the way, let me just clarify. James Wood, only native. Because sometimes he gets billed as Rockville native.
All right.
The O-Town has to claim a stud like James Wood.
Where'd he go to high
as
school?
As one of our own.
St. John's.
St. John's College High School. And then,
yeah,
he went
then
to
he went
IMG.
Down to Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
But Kenny, who's his dad,
yeah,
he lives right near you.
Yeah, I believe if you looked at Kenny's any
I
mail,
think he probably lives within
a
half
mile.
A mile.
I think a mile or so.
Yeah.
But if you look at mail that goes to Kenny Wood's house,
yeah,
the mailing address, only, comma,
I do believe that.
MD.
Do you know this? When he was playing other sports as a child,
yes,
like 6 and 7, now,
okay,
on a tangent.
Right.
8 years old, he was playing, you know, flag football or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did he play for only Boys and Girls Club?
That I do not know. I don't know all of his origin story.
But you want to claim only.
Well, I claim where he grew up. The house that he grew up in?
Right.
I know that address.
Right. You're right. It's not Rockville.
I think you might have Stephon Diggs, too, although I've heard he's Gaithersburg, his house was.
I would like to claim Stephon Diggs if I could. Yeah. Absolutely.
But isn't opening day cool, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's cool.
It's the anticipation, and it's crazy because it's a super long season of 162 games.
Yeah.
But for the last couple of seasons, the expectations were low, and I'm not saying the expectations are high this year. The expectations were low, but you had these prospects that were in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're all up.
Correct.
A lot of them are up. The majority of them are up. So you've got James Wood, big article in the Washington Post about him today, how he's not a loud guy.
He's very chill.
He's a chill guy.
Yeah.
But he has a potential for superstardom. We know about Dylan Cruz,
mm-hmm.
so that's exciting. They'll have Mackenzie Gore on bump tonight.
C.J. Abrams, who had a really good first half last year.
Just got to keep him out of the casino.
Tailed off a little morning. Bit.
I'm going to guess that Mike Rizzo had to sit down with him probably immediately after the casino incident and said,
This
is a time for you to just take your medicine, learn a hard lesson. You're a talented player, but you're a young player. You made a mistake, and hopefully you're not going to see a hiccup like that again from him.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that you're not going to see any more stories about him being in the casino until 5 in the morning on a game day. I'm going to guess you're not going to see that.
That's not going to happen this year.
I think he learned his lesson.
But, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you've got certainly at the top of the lineup, and the projected lineup is going to be Abrams, Cruz, and Wood. We'll see where they are hitting tonight or today. But, yeah, I mean, you've got three really good young hitters. You've got some other young players like Garcia and Ruiz and Jacob Young, who had a good year last year, certainly running the bases. You got Mackenzie Gore. Mm-hmm. There are people that are just looking forward to seeing these young guys kind of blossom.
Yeah.
And hopefully C.J. Abrams can get better from where he was last year. Let's see what happens with Cruz and Wood. Wood had a really good spring. He missed the first 10 or 12 games because he had tendonitis in his knee, but when he was finally in there, he had a really good spring. So hopefully that progresses, and I don't know. They're not going to make the playoffs, but you just want to see them get into that mid 70s to maybe high 70s win total. And if they play really well and out of their minds, maybe they get to 80, and they kind of flirt with a wild card spot. I don't think they're going to be in that position.
You want to go quickly through SI.com has 5 bold predictions for the Nats that they put out about a week ago before the season started. First, they start slow but finish strong because they obviously open with the Phillies. Then they close out their first four series stretch against the Dodgers.
Okay.
So they have some tough opponents early.
Right.
So you might get a little discouraged by some of the early results because they're facing basically 4 playoff caliber teams right out of the gate, including
Phillies
and Dodgers.
Phillies.
They're bookended by Phillies to start and then Dodgers at the end.
Gotcha.
I haven't looked at the entire April schedule yet. So they say they're going to start slow but finish strong. For the season. Their second bold prediction is that Dylan Cruz is the NL Rookie of the Year runner-up.
That would be...
because he's competing with Roki Sasaki from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They feel like he's the leader in the clubhouse, but that Dylan Cruz could be the NL Rookie of the Year runner-up. So if that's the case, that definitely bodes well for the Nationals.
Oh, if he's the Rookie of the Year, of course.
If he's in the running for
it. So the Nats are, they open up with Philly here, 3-game series. Then they go to Toronto for 3. Then the Arizona D-backs come in, and mm-hmm. then the Dodgers come in for 3. So at least you've got 3 out of the first 4 here. But you're right, they're playing certainly 3 playoff-caliber teams, if not 4.
The third bold prediction here is that second baseman Luis Garcia Jr. is named an NL All-Star. Last year it was C.J. Abrams. He represented Washington in the All-Star game. This year it will be Garcia Jr. So another step from him would be a good omen for this Nats team. And the fourth is that James Wood has a breakout year.
Yeah, now these are bold predictions. They're very bold.
Right.
Well, look, Wood played in about half the games last year. But in the second half of the season, he led the team in hits, home runs, and RBI.
Yeah.
They're predicting he'll slash around 260, 360, 500 with 25 ding-dongers.
Look, if he's got 25.
That's a big number.
Because Abrams led the team in homers last year.
You
can't have that. Not with these other bats.
No, you need some more pop.
But it would be nice. I mean, if Abrams can go out there and pop 20 or 22, I mean, that's awesome for your leadoff hitter. But yeah, if James Woods had, if he has 25 bombs, I mean, that's just a bomb year for him.
And the final prediction is their record prediction from SI.com for the Nats is 76-86.
Ooh.
I locked, getting closer to 500.
I officially locked in my bet yesterday.
So that's the bold prediction. Because Jeff Passan, who is the ESPN baseball insider, did his predictions for all of the teams and ranked every one of the teams. And he had the record for the Nats at 68.
Oh, so, I don't like that. Not feeling that.
I think it's going to be over 60. I think it's going to be in the low 70s, if not mid 70s.
Hope that's the case.
Unless they have some crazy injuries. But yeah, you just don't want to see them get worse.
Right. Can't backslide.
Right.
No, and then one would hope, like we hoped last offseason, that the next offseason they go out and spend some money.
Well, that's what we were kind of hoping this year, but it depends on who the owner is, if it's still going to be Lerner, and what these young guys do. If the young guys really get better, then I'm sure they'll probably look at adding at least one big piece.
Talking more Nats coming up at 9 o'clock with Dan Colco, the Nationals broadcaster, who had hip surgery not too long ago and got married this offseason.
A big offseason for Dan Colco.
At his Instagram. But, I wonder about the pitching depth.
Mm. Well, Gore's got to be that guy. Gore, I mean, he had a good year last year, but he's got to become like a true number one guy. He's got to get even better. And if his ERA can be in that 3.5 range, 3.7, then that's what you're hoping for. Irvin, Parker, all those guys. We'll see how they had injuries in the start of rotation last year that kind of killed them. So that's why you saw a lot of these young guys come up. But you're right. Let's hope that these guys stay healthy and get better.
Yeah.
Because, everyone's looking forward to opening day. But after the first 20 games, if they've only got 6 or 7 wins, then you're not as happy.
By the way, among NL pitchers last year, Gore ranked 7th in strikeouts per 9 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, baseball cakes.
And I'll be honest, I've never heard these words strung together before. So, Jason, maybe you can explain for me. His squared up contact percentage was 9th lowest among all pitchers.
Well, it just means he's having batters. He's having batters who aren't hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, they're
okay.
Okay, just think of that. Think of it in reverse. What does the squared up batting percentage mean for the hitter?
I have no
idea.
You
want it to be as high as possible because it means you're having the best contact.
I've never heard squared up contact percentage before in my life, before reading this article. I'm just being honest.
It's just one of those metrics.
Yeah.
I mean, but the fact that he was 7th lowest, that's good.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
From August 23rd to the end of the season, he was 5th in baseball with a 1.55 ERA. So the metrics for him are there.
They are there.
Like, just build on that.
Well, yeah, score's going to be good. The question is, and some of these guys, I think, outperformed their expectations in previous years, but is Jake Irvin and Mitchell Parker, are those guys going to be good?
We'll see.
Or are they just...
What about Michael Soroka?
Fillers.
I need to know what he's going to do.
I think he had an injury. He was with Atlanta, and then he had an injury, so... he's just the bottom of the rotation guy. But, we'll see. A lot of these guys, there's just question marks. But with the top four, Abrams, Cruz, Wood, Gore, those four guys, I think you should expect some decent numbers.
You locked in your season win total bet?
Of course.
Very good.
70.5.
We're both in. I got 70.5 too.
Yep. I'm thinking
I made a pretty sizable wager.
I'm in the low hundreds on it.
I mean, I'm 150.
Yeah, okay.
It's
about what I'm.
It's like $1 per game. It's 162 games, so it's fine. It's a season-long sweat. I'm good with it.
But it gives you interest for the entire year.
Absolutely.
And let's see what happens today. Zach Wheeler going for Philly. He's tough.
Don't forget, Dan Colco will join us in studio. He's the Nats broadcaster on Mass. And when we come back, we'll talk Commanders and the NFL. One NFL draft analyst has got a pretty intriguing mock draft. We'll tell you who he has the Commanders selecting, and we'll do that next.